It's a hazy morning at Cal State Channel Islands, and three students are leaving campus together after class. Abby Zarni of Santa Paula, Glau Mercado of Camarillo, and Kristen Gudinas of Newbury Park say they're happy to go to school on the Camarillo campus.
The programs here, the ones I'm part of, are really good.
I think it's the best university system really around, honestly, especially this school.
This was my first choice. It's pretty good.
They're among the 470,000 students statewide currently enrolled at the Cal State University System's 23 campuses, which locally include Cal State Channel Islands and Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. But another 30,000 students who wanted to attend Cal State schools couldn't get spots. It's frustrating for CSU Chancellor Timothy White, who visited Cal State Channel Islands. White says turning away students to him is like a violation of a social contract to provide a college education.
There are so many students who are qualified Californian students who are qualified to get into one of the CSU campuses, but we just don't have enough faculty and staff to provide that. And as we look at California's future, one of its biggest challenges, it seems to me, is getting more people with college degrees into the workforce. And so we're going to have to find a way to build our capacity.
White toured the Camarillo campus, meeting faculty members and students and talking to the media about the direction of the Cal State system. It's the largest four-year public university system in the nation. It was hit hard during the recession, losing about a third of its budget. The good news is that as the economy has rebounded, state legislators have restored much of the funding.
We're still digging out from the recession like so many families and businesses and communities are in California, but we're making good progress. Every year, the state appropriation has increased, which allows us to have kept our tuitions constant since 2011.
White says with 54% of the CSU system's funding coming from the state, the past state cuts forced tuition hikes. But he says they've been able to hold the line for the past few years and will do so for the immediate future.
They're not going up this year. Obviously, we're almost done. But next year as well, they'll stay at the same number.
Even though the CSU's financial situation has improved, White says money is, of course, still a huge issue. It was the center of a months-long contract battle between the faculty union's roughly 25,000 members and the CSU system. An agreement was finally reached last month, averting a strike.
We have multiple demands, and so we try and prioritize the most important things, but then we also have a finite pool of resources, and we must live within our means. And so we spend a lot of time trying to figure out how much for access, how much for student achievement, how much for compensation, how much we invest in our technology, how much we invest in our buildings. And when you do all of those things, pretty soon that money disappears. But we view this as an investment. You need good people.
The CSU chancellor says looking to the future, the priorities include increasing the system's capacity and, most importantly, building on the success rate of students.
I think we'll become bigger in the sense of the number of students and employees we have because California demands that. I also think we will be much more innovative on using technology in the learning environment. We're going to focus very much on our graduation rates, so we're focused very much on student success.
White's visit is special in that it's the last one while Dr. Richard Rush is Cal State Channel Islands president. Rush is its founding president, coming to Camarillo in 2001 to oversee the renovation of the former hospital into a college campus and hiring its first faculty and staff members for its 2002 opening. He's retiring this summer.
The Dick Rushes of the world come around once in a career. He's obviously been a visionary, but I think the other thing he was able to do is build support in the community. With that community's support, his legacy will be that this place continues to blossom in the future.
White says Cal State Channel Islands is being cited as the future of CSU campuses, with public-private partnerships and community support substituting for once abundant state funding for new construction. In Camarillo, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.